Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah, and the Mishnah that follows as well, will discuss other forms of capital punishment that are not as direct and are not part of the four Misa system. And the Mishnah here will introduce us to something, actually the way it presents it in the Mishnah is backwards, so let's just talk about it first. And that is, there's a halacha l'Moshe miSinai, and we have a tradition all the way going back from Moshe received at Sinai, that there's a Misa, there's a way of putting someone to death indirectly through putting them into a very small room and basically starving them until the point that they are so hungry that we give them barley to eat and water, and that expands their stomach and to the point where the stomach actually hemorrhages, and they die through that process, but they end up doing it to themselves. So the Mishnah says, Misha Laka Vishana, somebody who has received malchus, lashes, for violating one of the prohibitions in the Torah, and then he got malchus a second time. If he does it a third time, Beis Din Machnisin Oso L'Kippa, then the court puts him into this kippa, this small hut, a little prison, Umachilin Oso Seorim, and they feed him Seorim, they feed him barley, Ad Shekreso Mispakas, until his stomach bursts. Now we'll see that there's a process that leads up to this as well. Now, the Gemara explains that this is not just violating any prohibition. This is talking about where he has received the lashes, he received malchus for violating a lav sheyesh bo kare, something that was involved excommunication. So since he has been mafker himself, he's made himself willing to receive such a terrible onesh, such a terrible punishment, spiritual punishment, and he's received the physical punishment as well. Therefore, we bring his death closer by creating this process. The Mishnah now says that Horeg Nefesh Shelo Be'edim, if you have somebody who killed somebody but doesn't have the requisite witnesses, and that's to say there are some technical problems why he gets off. We know that he did it. For example, let's say you had two witnesses, but one saw him from one window, one saw him from another window, and they didn't see each other. So that doesn't work to give him the regular Misa, to give him the regular punishment. In that case, we also do this process. The Mishnah, though, only shares with us the first part of the process, which it didn't share originally. It says, then, in that case, machnisin oso la kippa, they put him in the kippa, umachilin oso, they feed him lechem tsar, just a little bit of bread, umayim lachatz, and a little small amount of water. Again, they basically starve him until the point when he receives, as the Mishnah said earlier, he receives the seorim, he receives the barley, he gobbles it up and has water, and he can't help himself until his stomach bursts and he dies due to that injury.